Rick, you're in firm control after one. What did you see after that in terms of what your team got away from?
Well, we got away from being aggressive, and we did. And I thought we got very selfish with the puck. Some of these guys, they've got a lot to learn about how to play in this league at this time of year. It gets harder and harder and harder. And we're going to keep reminding them and reminding them every day how hard it is to win at this time of the year. And you just can't get away. And, you know, I hate when we play on our heels. And we were back a little bit, give them credit. They started coming. But there's a lot to be learned from some of these guys. And they better damn well start listening.
Did you go away from a team game? Is that what you're saying?
A little bit, yeah.
Is it incredible to be in this spot right now after that first period you played? Maybe the best first period?
That was the best first period we played all year, since I've been here.
Yeah.
But, you know, we lose a shootout. I never look at it like you lose the game. We lost the skills contest. That's what we lost. We lost a point in the skills contest. We didn't lose the game the way the game was played. And that being said, like, you know, you take those penalties in the third period against a team like they've gotten, and you're going to pay. So it's unfortunate we took those penalties, but it's not from lack of trying. It's heart and soul, and sometimes it bites you a little bit. But yeah, that was probably the best first period since I've been here, and we're going to build on that. We have a spot, and we know that's how we want to play. And again, when we get away from it and we start thinking about the wrong net, we get in trouble. Very simple.
When you guys have leads like this, 3-0, and you do know the other team is going to push hard to get back, is it more about, like you said, kind of getting on your heels a little bit, or is it more about being forced into decisions?
Don't let them come at you. That's when we're at our best, when we don't let teams come at us. And we did. Now, you know, again, we got on our heels a little bit in the third because of the penalties. And that being all said, we had chances to get that fourth goal, and we did. And we didn't get that fourth goal. So it's not like we didn't have any other chances. We did. We just didn't capitalize on those. And when you don't capitalize on those, then they're still hanging in, and then they get a seeing eye shot in the, you know, the first one that goes in. The next two are power plays, a 6-on-4 and a power play goal. So it's not like we were terrible. We weren't. But there's lessons. There's harsh reminders in this league how hard it is to win, and that's one of them. So we'll get it better and we'll get ready for Tuesday.
Running back left.
You talk about some of the guys having a lot to learn at this time of year. Is the only way they can learn that going through it? And then are those hard conversations for some of them?
Oh, it'll be hard. It'll be hard for me. It'll be hard on them. Yeah, they are. Listen, I've been talking to them about since the break how hard it is to get into the playoffs. It's hard. And every game gets harder. And it does. And they're going to keep hearing me say that right till the final whistle of the season. And we're not backing off. It's got to register.
You've lost a player now in each of the last three games. What do you know about Olivier and just how tough has that been?
It's going to be reevaluated tomorrow. That's a tough loss. You know, you want to be aggressive, and he's one of our most aggressive forwards, right? It's hard to play against, and when we take him out of that lineup, that's a big hole. So, but that's things out of our control.
Mark comes off. Did it seem to you at the end of the game like the lot of the face-offs, did your team lose a lot of those? And is there a way you want to handle the end-of-game situation?
Oh, we keep, during the game, we keep track of who's winning and who's losing against, who's winning against, who's losing against who. And we keep very close track of that. That doesn't mean you're not going to win those face-offs like the other team's trying to win them too. So. But they won the crucial face-offs, no question.
Rick, you're talking about inexperience or young guys who haven't been here. How much of losing a game like this do you have to fight, not, you know, that lingering for the next game or two? I know
they're pros, but we'll move on. We'll get them ready for Tuesday. You know, we had a great game against Carolina last game. We'll address what needs to be addressed, but it's all going to be positive going into Tuesday. We're not going to look back on this and dwell on it too much. Okay, this is what happened. which we always do, and this is what happened. So we lost a 3-0 lead. Why? It's my job to explain to them why. And it's their job to take it and listen and then learn from it and grow from it. And that's what we'll do. But it's going to be very positive going into Tuesday night.
Just kind of piggybacking off that, what is the message over the next less than 48 hours now to the group?
Play like we did in that first period for 60 minutes, and that's it. And they're, we know Carolina's a great hockey team, but one of the best games, 60-minute games we've played since I've been here was our last game against Carolina. Now, they're a proud team, and they're going to try to come in here and prove that that wasn't their team. And it's going to be us, up to us to fight through it and show them that we are just as good as they are, if not better. Good. Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you. We're off tomorrow, 10:30.